Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Voters are heading to the polls today in a number of states. They'll be deciding races up and down the ballot in New York, Illinois, Colorado, Utah, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and South Carolina. Ghislaine Maxwell could be condemned to spend the rest of her life behind bars when she is sentenced today for helping pedophile Jeffrey Epstein sexually abuse young girls. The bodies of at least 46 people were found dead inside a tractor trailer in San Antonio, Texas on Monday after a presumed migrant smuggling attempt went bad. Authorities say 16 people were found in the trailer, including four minors that were taken to local hospitals with heat stroke and exhaustion. Three people have been arrested and taken into custody, and the matter was being pushed to federal authorities. Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott says these deaths are on Biden's hands because of his open border policy. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The made-for-TV January 6th committee called for a special session today. An aide to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows will be questioned again. An Amtrak train hits a dump truck in Missouri.
Three people are dead and dozens are injured after an Amtrak train derailed after hitting a dump truck in Missouri. Governor Michael Parson.
It's very unfortunate anytime you have a derailment of a train and multiple cars. It's not a good day.
Seven cars have derailed. There are multiple injuries, and we can confirm there are three fatalities. Two on the train and one in the dump truck.
The National Transportation Safety Board said it is launching a 14-member GO team to investigate the crash. The train originated from Los Angeles and was on its way to Chicago. This comes one day after an Amtrak train collided with a car in California, killing three people. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Russian war machine continues to attack civilians in Ukraine. The toll from Russia's missile hit on a crowded shopping center in Kremenchuk on Monday has risen to 18 dead and 59 wounded. President Zelensky described the raid as one of the most defiant terrorist attacks in European history, adding that Russia is the largest terrorist organization in the world. The United Nations Security Council will hold an emergency meeting today on Russia's targeting of civilians. Quote, that will be the main focus, end quote. As the debate on abortion continues in America, so does the violence from suspected Democrat activists. The disrespect from Democrat lawmakers and the White House against the Supreme Court is at a fever pitch. There is one point these folks are missing. Lieutenant Governor from Texas, Dan Patrick on Fox News.
This is a culture of death in this administration. And now they want to give a voucher to go take the life of a baby. You know, through this entire discussion the last couple of days since Roe v. Wade was overturned, I have not heard one person on the left say anything that seemed to care about the life of the baby. I haven't heard one person say, we wish every baby was born. We don't support abortion. We just support choice, but we do care about the babies as well as these mothers. I haven't heard a word. They talk about They talk about these innocent babies in the womb as if they're not human.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, as always, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. Ann McElhaney joins us now. Been looking forward to this conversation. Over the years, we've talked repeatedly about their documentaries. Most noted was a documentary and a book that they wrote about regarding Kermit Gosnell. And now they've got a new podcast that's, boy, it's quite revealing. And it's going to just take the socks right off of your feet. Ann, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much, Bill. Good to hear you.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, this has been an interesting time in which we live in right now. I mean, with Roe decision sent back to the states, people are so emotionally involved and engaged that they're not really understanding the true facts and what the Supreme Court did in taking the Roe decision back where it always belonged. And the justices knew this. I mean, even Ruth Bader Ginsburg, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a kind of a, I mean, it's a marvelous moment, and it's exactly what should have happened. It's important that the people decide what they think about this issue. And I suppose this is why what we've done, which is create this 6-part true crime podcast telling the true story of Kermit Gosnell, is very, very useful right now, particularly to have young people listen to this true crime podcast. It's something that they listen to anyway. They listen to these crime podcasts. And for them to realize the truth about abortion, the truth about what's going on in the United States, and to ask themselves, is this something they want? Do they want this to continue? Do they want it to be a situation where in a lot of parts of America, you can have an abortion up to 9 months? Is that something that they wanted? Do they think that's okay? That it's routine in a lot of parts of America to abort babies in the second and third trimester, you know, using implements, pulling pieces of the baby out limb by limb? Do they think that that's okay? I mean, this is one of the things that this podcast does. I mean, it's a true crime podcast. It tells the story, obviously, of Kermit Gosnell, who is in prison for murdering babies. But it's also, it also came out very clearly in the trial that he aborted tens of thousands of babies in his career, and they described exactly how he did it. And that's routine all over the country. And a lot of people just don't know. I think a lot of people think that, you know, that abortion only happens in the first trimester, you know, that it's a clump of cells. And this podcast certainly gets that information out, but that's not the case. And it's not the case at all, actually. No part of that is actually true.
Right. Well, Ann, right now, a lot of the misgivings, misunderstandings, misinformation has been riding on the waves of emotion. And I've often used this analogy. I grew up on the West Coast in California, and I would observe lifeguards. If somebody was drowning, they never went in right away to go save them. They had to wait until they fought and got the energy out of them. Then they could go and save them. Otherwise, if they went in to save them early, they would both drown. And right now, you've got a certain number of people who have been whipped up emotionally, and they're not quite ready for the truth, are they?
Oh, that's a very interesting analogy. Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting to watch. You know, I think the reaction, you know, it was very, very predictable, actually. You know, you have a lot of celebrities mm-hmm. at Glastonbury, a lot of musicians and actors, you know, saying F the Supreme Court and all of this, you know. And
right.
by the way, I think that the taking to the streets has been more muted than it doesn't look like BLM to me. It's a lot more muted than that. But obviously, there's been pregnancy mm-hmm. centers have been torched. I mean, there's been damage to property and a lot of, you know, violent rhetoric. But, you know, the time is also right for people to hear something, you know, to start to think about this thing a lot more soberly. And I suppose our podcast yes. is going to be there. It's already created. Two episodes have been downloaded so far. We're dropping mm-hmm. the four more episodes will be dropped over the next few weeks. And these true crime podcasts, people can just go online. They go to serialkillerpod.com and listen to the first episode. And it's also, you know, it's a lot about how greatly law enforcement is. The detective at the center mm-hmm. of this case, Detective Jim Wood, who's, you know, most responsible for putting Kermit Goswell behind bars. We have the assistant district attorney, Christine Wexler. We have also people like the crime scene investigators, but the victims from the clinic as well. And I suppose most mm-hmm. notably, we have hundreds of hours of interviews that we did with Kermit right. Gosnell. And we have distilled the most dramatic moments of that down. And it's very chilling to hear him speaking from the jailhouse. And the kind of things that he says it's extraordinary. I mean, it's riveting. You can't stop listening. People who've started listening are like, oh, my God, I can't believe what I'm hearing
right.
here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was quite compelling. The last time when you and I talked, and I know, ladies, you said you've had hundreds of hours with this evil individual who predicted, and he told you flat out, he goes, look, eventually they're going to realize that I'm innocent, that I've done them all a favor, in so many words. And when he hears what Jane's Revenge and others are doing out in the streets of America, he's probably encouraged by this in thinking that it's just a matter of time before he's let out of jail and released from this, these multiple life term sentences that he's under.
Yeah, except for I think people who listen to this podcast, and, you know, we're expecting millions of people to listen to it. Mm. As I said, these podcasts are listened to by millions and millions of people. And I think the voice that's the strongest in this is the voice that's not heard, interestingly enough. I think the voice of,
exactly.
Of the children who died is the voice that you hear the most strongly in the whole show. You hear the voice that is not heard of baby boy A through the descriptions of the people who worked there and described what he looked like when he was born alive, how he struggled for life, how Goswell put a scissors in the back of his neck, how the baby still lived even after that. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, live long lives, but they may not have had the impact that baby boy A is going to have on the whole world, because people don't forget him, realize this is what abortion is like. You know, just because it's legal to kill a baby inside the womb a couple of minutes more earlier than when this baby was murdered, it's still morally irreconcilable. And, you know, and people will see that, and people will hear that, and will remember. And once you understand what abortion is, there's no undoing that. There's no undoing that information. That's why we ask people to get, particularly share this with young people who are used to listening to these podcasts. They've been like, you know, this is just another true crime podcast. You know, they've listened to one called Serial. It's made by NPR. 450 million people downloaded it. It's about one murder. Mm-hmm. It's about one murder. A Muslim boy who's accused of murdering his girlfriend. He's in prison. You know, two courts have put him in prison and said, yeah, you did it. They made this huge podcast about this. Here's our podcast, 6 episodes, but we're talking about thousands of babies that have died. We're talking about these cases of the 3 babies, individual babies, that Gosnell is in prison and serving 3 life sentences for. And that jury that listened to the evidence, that heard all of this case, they weren't pro-life activists. These were people who were very neutral on abortion. And they heard the legal abortion doctors describe legal abortion. they found the description of legal abortion more shocking than the description of Goswell's murders.
Unbelievable. Anne McElhaney is with us. We're talking about her podcast, six-episode podcast, Serial Killer. We've got more from Anne on the other side of the
letters. IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. With only 2% of the population in India professing to be Christian, the Tide Ministry utilizes several techniques to reach the lost. One of these is a highly successful Bible Club satellite TV program spoken in Hindi to reach the children of India. This unique method has become an effective way of communicating the gospel with children. The feedback that we receive from the field indicates a broad reach of this satellite ministry and what a blessing it is for the children, especially those living in northern Indian villages. Even some adults are learning about the gospel through this program. We're grateful that satellite TV can reach even the most remote villages, but even more importantly, carries the light of Christ into spiritually hungry hearts. To learn how you can pray for and encourage children throughout India as they hear the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Welcome back. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Anne McElhaney continues with us as we're talking about her six-episode podcast series chronicling the investigation, trial, conviction of abortionist Kermit Gosnell. It is titled Serial Killer. these indefatigable journalists, documentarians, filmmakers, husband and wife, Ann and Phelim, discuss what initially started out as an investigation for selling fake opioids, soon opened the door on this house of horrors in Philadelphia, turning the story into one of the nation's biggest abortion stories. This has been compelling almost from day one, Ann, as the news came out of Philadelphia regarding Kermit Gosnell. And, you know, and it's just, it's hard to turn away from, right? I mean, it just has captured people's attention in such a dramatic way. And thank you to you and Phelim McAleer, your husband, that together you are bringing this to the forefront to do what is necessary, I say for America and for the world, and that is that we have to really open up this evil, open up this wound wide open, clean it out so that we can be healed in this process.
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes people will say, oh, you know, Gosnell, that's a, you know, he's a complete outlier. You know, this doesn't tell you anything about the abortion story. It tells an awful lot about the abortion story. Here's Pennsylvania. Incredibly progressive Pennsylvania. Your listeners know this very well. This is not a backwater. This is Pennsylvania. This is 21st century. And for 17 years, the Department of Health in Pennsylvania, you know, progressive Pennsylvania, the Department of Health received complaint after complaint after complaint. Two women died, and the people in the Department of Health in Pennsylvania didn't get up off their backsides to go and investigate those deaths. They didn't bother to go and investigate. Now, this is at the same time that those same investigators, those same people at the Department of Health, were closing down nail salons because of hygiene issues. They were going to restaurants. So there is something deeply rotten in the issue of abortion that creates these armies of protectors. But Gosnell only got to kill those people and those babies because he was protected by the Department of Health in Pennsylvania and by the Department of State and by many, many agencies who rally around to. So this is what people need to realize. In progressive America, which is, you know, half of America identifies itself that way, here in California, you know, in New York, in New Jersey, these are progressive places. No one can tell me that there isn't a Gosnell there. But there isn't another Gosnell there because the people who are in charge will do anything to protect this sacrament of theirs. This is a sacrament to them. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the other things that they do is they stop people finding out any information. So Gosnell came eventually because of one great cop, this story got heard. And then what happens? The media, the vast media, all these massive media outlets, decided not to report on the story, decided not to go to the courtroom day after day. You know,
What does that tell you, man, that the media...
It's a rallying around. This is like an army of protectors that come around this issue of abortion. And that's why we're blowing this story open in a podcast. It's free. People can download it. They can listen to it in their car, listen to it on their commute. Most importantly, share it with a young person. Say to a young person that you know, because they all listen to these true crime podcasts, tell them you've heard about this amazing story about America's biggest serial killer. All you've got to do is go to serialkillerpod.com, serialkillerpod.com. That's the best way to find it, serialkillerpod.com. Listen to the first episode, and you'll be hooked. You'll be already hooked. And you'll hear the truth about this. As you know, you've got these armies of protectors who allowed this man for decades to do what he did, and no one came and no one stopped him until this great cop, who's such a hero, Detective Jim Wood, who was doing an undercover drug bust because, of course, on top of everything else, this guy, Kermit Gosnell, was also selling opioids, was selling prescriptions for opioids. He was all about the money. He was all about the money. They were finding lumps of money in his house, $250,000, but most disturbingly of all, when they went in, and we have all of the descriptions of this by the cops telling you the story of when the first time they went into the clinic, where they raided the clinic and found the bodies of the babies piled up in the basement and in one of the closets, row upon row of these little jars with babies' feet that he had cut off and kept because they were trophies.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, people need to understand here, Anne, that you and Phelan had pointed out earlier, is this was targeted to, you know, he was in the midst of the black community. Poor people.
Yes.
Less than. Yes. And this is probably part of the reason why they didn't pay attention. It didn't matter, you know, because these weren't significant individuals. This wasn't the high rent district of Pennsylvania, was it?
Oh, you're so right. I'm glad you brought that up, actually. You know, if you think about BLM, you know, well, BLM, you know, they're such a fraud, really, because if black lives mattered, then this is where the Black Lives Movement should have been so active. The victims in this case, the vast majority of the victims of these children that were murdered were black children. You know, where was BLM protesting that? One of the victims who died, Samika Shaw, young African-American mother, who's ever heard her name? But everyone's heard of Michael Brown. Michael Brown assaulted a police officer and got killed. It means terrible that he died, but he assaulted a police officer, repeatedly assaulted a police officer, for the police officer thought he was going to die. They're going to put a statue up to Michael Brown, and no one's heard of Samika Shaw, a young African-American mother who died as a result of a botched abortion at Kermit Goswell's clinic. And she's forgotten, well, she's not forgotten by us, by the way. And it's kind of a funny position to be in, you know, that we're doing the job that BLM should be doing and telling these stories of these children that otherwise would be forgotten. And it's incredibly important. Exactly. And as you say, you know, that again, even worse, you know, this is, again, progressive Pennsylvania, and the progressives that occupy the Department of Health in Harrisburg in Pennsylvania, who a complete dereliction of duty by ignoring the suffering of the most vulnerable in Pennsylvania, and that was the population that were served by Kermit Goswell. Mm. And when the cries came out of that building for help, they were ignored in Harrisburg, ignored by these people. Mm. And, you know, I think you're right. I think part of it definitely is racism. You know, it's kind of, they're poor, they don't need much better than that. You know, it's all
they matter.
Deserve.
Mm. Yeah, without a doubt.
The bigotry of low expectations, you know, it's exactly what it is. And that in itself, you know, okay, Gosnell's, you know, and people say, well, Gosnell's in prison now. Yeah, Gosnell's in prison now, but the people in the Department of Health in Harrisburg are working away. And there's no sense that anything has changed there. We repeatedly tried to get in touch with them to ask them for a comment, to ask them what has happened to the people who were supposed to do their jobs and didn't. And they refused to answer questions. So that's the kind of people they are. You know, they're meant to be answerable to the people of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And they don't think they are. They think they're above that. So there's a lot to know here. There's an awful lot in the story. There's the actual horror of the story. But there's a story about the media malpractice. There's a story about, you know, the civil servants in Harrisburg and in Philadelphia who did nothing and walked away. It's a massive story. And then there's the story of Kermit Goswell himself, you know, and you can hear him in his talking to us on the telephone from the prison, laughing and, you know, and the way he talks about the babies, the way he talks about what he did. It's extraordinary.
Right. Well, you point out in Serial Killer, you know, just as you're saying right now, Anne, that it takes a lot of people to ignore something like this. But this is a condition. In a sense, it's a pandemic, because in other areas, whether we're talking about school shootings or other things that are happening evil, like, you know, throughout our country here in these United States at the southern border, and that it takes people to come alongside, institutions come alongside and give it cover and protection. It is amazing where America is right now. We got 30 seconds. I'm going to let you wrap it up and remind everybody how they can see Serial Killer. Or here, listen to the podcast.
That's right. Listen to the podcast. So basically, just go on your phone or go on your laptop, serialkillerpod.com. Go to serialkillerpod.com. Listen to the first episode, and I think you'll want to listen to the subsequent episodes. And please, if you can, leave a rating. The enemies of this show are trying to stop us. So please give us a rating, leave a comment. We'd really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You got it, Anne McElhaney. Thank you. Take care.
This report is sponsored by the National Safety Council. It's the summer season, which is a time of increased injuries and fatalities. That's why every June we observe National Safety Month, to remind everyone of the importance of keeping each other safe, both on and off the clock. Did you know more than 4,100 preventable workplace deaths and 4 million injuries occurred in 2020 alone? It's time to stand up for safety.
Be part of the solution. Learn how you can become a safety hero at work and in your community today. Free National Safety Month tools and resources are available at nsc.org/NSM.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Martin, President and CEO of the National Safety Council. While safety should be top of mind all year, we urge everyone to focus even more acutely on safety this month. Whether it's at work, on the road, at home, or anywhere in between, it's more important than ever we work together to take safety personally and speak up to keep each other safe.
To learn more, visit nsc.org/NSM.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Voters are heading to the polls today in a number of states. They'll be deciding races up and down the ballot in New York, Illinois, Colorado, Utah, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and South Carolina. Ghislaine Maxwell could be condemned to spend the rest of her life behind bars when she is sentenced today for helping pedophile Jeffrey Epstein sexually abuse young girls. The bodies of at least 46 people were found dead inside a tractor trailer in San Antonio, Texas on Monday after a presumed migrant smuggling attempt went bad. Authorities say 16 people were found in the trailer, including four minors that were taken to local hospitals with heat stroke and exhaustion. Three people have been arrested and taken into custody, and the matter was being pushed to federal authorities. Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott says these deaths are on Biden's hands because of his open border policy. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. And as we were talking yesterday with Phil Hotzenpiller, he reminded us that this is in the Hebrew year, we are at 5782. Okay? There is something incredibly significant. What brought this to mind was that what is going on in our country right now? Roe v. Wade decision. We've got a decision up in Maine. A faith-oriented decision that gave and empowered, families of faith. And then also then yesterday, for the praying coach. There's something, you know, that is aligning right now and significant. And, what it seems to, again, reflect is the year 5782. It's a Shemitah year. With the Jewish, and I'm probably, you know, pardon me if I'm messing that up and not saying that correctly, but it is as if the trumpets of heaven have sounded to make way for the year of Jubilee. And to me, this means, you know, here we've got governmental forces, modern thinking people that want to talk about the World Economic Forum, want to talk about the Great Reset Button, and God says, I got a reset button for you. Here it is, the year of Jubilee. And all the things that Jeff Kemp has talked about, that his heart has yearned for and we've prayed for, you know, the healing of families, relationships between husbands and wives and children, and, you know, men themselves being healed. Jeff Kemp, I believe God is giving us a gift and a great reset button. You know, it hasn't necessarily come with a prophet being spit on the on foreign land that he doesn't want to come to. But it's an announcement from heaven, I believe, that if we sync up with, you know, all that you and I have been praying and working toward, it's as if God says, hey, look, you know what? I want to put my super on your natural. And all these things that you wanted to happen are going to happen in a very dramatic and miraculous way. Are you feeling and sensing the same thing, or am I just over the top here?
I don't have a clear sense of how the cultural and political, even the dominant spiritual direction is going to go. What I do know, Bill, that I think is in alignment in some ways for sure with what you're talking about in terms of the year of the Jubilee and the supernatural power of God, is that the work of God is going to increase more and more and more. And remember that the kingdom of God, that Jesus said, it's here. I come to bring the kingdom of God, you know, repent and receive it. It's here already, but it won't be completed until Christ returns and brings everything back to the intended perfection and paradise he intended. But in the meantime, the kingdom of God is inside of us. It's the Spirit living inside of us. It's giving us a vision that we're eternal beings, not temporary American consumers that are trying to be comfortable for a few years and get everything to go the way we want politically. I think, frankly, there's going to be huge debates continuing. But I think at the same time, people in their soul are going to start to be desperate for hope, for love, and for answers. And if believers will truly turn their lives over to God and live with the love of Christ as their main goal and kingdom in their sights, we're going to see a whole lot of people open their hearts and come to Jesus Christ and find eternal life. And that'll start bringing healing for much of their brokenness. Will we heal the whole land? That's what I don't know, and I can't predict, obviously.
I don't think before Jesus comes, I agree with you. Yeah.
I think it'll be very bad, and then Christ will return. But they may get better before that.
Well, when you look back at the history of man, we've gone through these cycles. It's almost like we're in this continuous cycle of judges, in a sense. You know, it goes good. We think it's all awesome and everything like that. We start seeing things according to our own ways. Then we get judged. We get oppressed. Then we cry out to God. God heals us. It's been like this cycle has come and gone and come and gone. And we're in a modern version of the book of Judges, in a sense, because it's like if we continue on in the manner in which we are, as God has said several times, they're going to destroy themselves. So, you know, God intervenes, and here it is built into his calendar is the year of Jubilee, this time to reset and for us to be reminded that God is still God. He's still in control. All these things that you and I have talked about, but it just seems that, you know, after 49 years, for example, of Roe v. Wade, and all these deaths that have taken place, 63 million plus, and we're not even counting the abortifacients, which the scientists say represents another 40% of aborted babies, okay? I mean, it's like, what are we doing here? We're annihilating ourselves. But God gives us the year of Jubilee that says, you know what? I love you. You're my creation. I've not given up on you. And though you may, you know, may be crushed at the reality of what has been done and what sin has been involved, what has separated, you know, children from parents and parents from children and husbands and wives and all that, and you may think that it's all impossible, and God says, not with me. Not with me. And this is the time to come to me. And there's going to be people who are, in larger measure, are going to be open to that message, and they will respond because, Jeff, as we've said many times, there's times that happen where they are appointed. Appointed not by you and me, but by God himself. And just like when Jesus wept over Jerusalem, it was because they missed their appointed time. And our prayer is that we would not miss. I believe this is an appointed time that is upon us. Go ahead.
Well, I think I was really fascinated when you kind of brought up the idea that we've been repeating cycles all through history. Ecclesiastes says there's nothing new under the sun. But it's interesting that when we aligned with God as the Jews in Israel and the kingdom of Judah and Israel aligned with God, he brought prosperity, just like you look at the book of Proverbs. If you do things God's way, he brings life and righteousness and blessing and honor and prosperity. But once we get prosperity, we forget that God's the giver of it. Then our pride grows. Then we get hungry for life the way we want it, idols, let's call it, you know, success, fame, popularity. money, enjoyment, pleasure, comfort. And then with those idols, we reject God. We push him away. And yet he is so good that when things start to go south because we're pushing him away and things go negative, he reaches to our hearts and says, if you'll just come back, you prodigals, I'm here on the porch. I'm waiting for you to come back. I'll forgive you. I'll rebuild life. I'll show it. I'll make it the way it should be again. That is jubilee. That is grace. That is, you know, coming. But that pattern of prosperity, forgetting, pride, idolatry, meaning we want other stuff instead of God, and rejecting him, and then things go bad, and then finally we're humbled and we turn back to him. That's the season that I believe we're in, spiritually.
Amen. I agree.
Economically and politically, but spiritually, I think that both the church and those who are yet to find themselves as children of God will start turning to the Lord, and that's exciting.
Yeah, I mean, let's go back to what Jesus said and why he came. He said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives. We're captive, Jeff. We are captive because we bought in these very things you're talking about, the worldly things. And God is saying, are you ready to let go of the Babylonian treasures of this world and ready to claim your true freedom and liberty that I sent Jesus to release you into? Are you ready for that? And all these things that you and I have been talking about, empowering men and children and the gospel being animated in such a dramatic and healing manner, I believe is here at our doorstep. And your reference to the prodigal, you know, God is there looking over the horizon for his prodigals to come over the mountains, to come toward him. And he's ready to, you know, belt up his garment and come running to us.
Throw a party.
Amen.
I want to remind all
30 seconds. Go ahead. Yes.
If you're a believer in Jesus, you may still be that prodigal. And it's time for us to humble ourselves and say, I'm coming all the way back to you, Lord. I don't want anything in the way of you. Because if we do that, his love will so fill us that we'll go reach others who truly are far away from God as well.
And I'm glad you said that because it's a new thing, Jeff. It's a new thing that God is doing. Jeff Kemp, thank you.
Sell your own audiobook. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I'll let you have a Salem moment on that. Maybe meditate on that idea that, you know, our God is still the same. I mean, here we are in the midst of all this chaos happening in our country. And we're going, okay, Lord, how do we handle this? You know, all this anger, you know, but keep in mind that it's not 100%. I mean, it is a small minority that's very loud and they're given a lot, I believe, so much time and presence than is necessary. Because, you know, what is it doing for us? Is it inspiring us? Is it making us greater Americans? Or is it just, you know, causing us to be at each other's throat all the more? I mean, what happened to the United States of America? You know, one of the thoughts I had this morning was that, you know, this political system, this two-party, three-party system that we have, it's designed for conflict. You know, it's like, what are we doing? Why are we continuing to try to operate a united institution with a divided system? I mean, think about that. I mean, I'm thinking this is absurd. What a waste of energy and manhood, womanhood, you know, and purpose. But here we are, you know, fighting the fight, getting all emotional, all revved up and everything like that, instead of thinking what is for the greater good for all concerned. Okay, so this next segment, which we have every week on Tuesdays, and I thank you for joining us, and thank you for your emails, by the way, in appreciating what Sam, the Good News Girls, brings to us every Tuesday and talking about these good news stories. Because if you want to just hear, you know, all the bad news and negative stuff, this may not be, you know, a segment for you. But we try to balance out a little bit, as much as we can, with some good news stories. It's like somebody the other day, you know, and I got to bring Samantha Mao on right now. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I was thinking about you because a gal had asked me, we were at an event, and she goes, do you ever talk about good news stories? You know, is there any good news that you have to talk about? I said, well, yes, there is good news that we have to talk about. It's not always about all the fussing and craziness of politics. I get that. I said, but we especially reserve one day, in particular Tuesday, when Samantha Mao, that we affectionately refer to as the Good News Girl, brings these viral videos to the front to share what, you know, people are doing in a very nice, you know, human-to-human sort of contact, you know, good news sort of way. And, you know, we celebrate that. So she goes, oh, my goodness, I have to tune in. Yes, you have to tune in. because this is good. This is like, you know, a chicken soup radio style for your soul, you know. So I'm grateful for you, Sam. I want you to know that. And let's start off with this first story. Okay, because I saw this. This was incredible. You got an Olympic swimmer who is she's in competition, and she's drowning, Sam?
That's right. You know, that's one of those things that I've even seen it kind of joked about. Like, nobody has a more pointless job than a lifeguard at an Olympic swimming event. Well, you know, there's reasons they have them there, and this is one such reason. Anita Alvarez, and the whole video went viral. It's actually, like, amazing photos that you can see. Anita Alvarez is a swimmer that she was competing in Budapest, she's swimming at an event, and they think from fatigue that she actually ends up going under, and she passes out. She faints while she's down there, and before the lifeguards even notice, because I'm sure you're a lifeguard, but like this, you're not expecting anybody to actually need rescuing. Her coach notices, Andrea Fuentes, and she dove down, and by the time she gets down there, Anita has been down for 2 minutes.
Oh, my God. 2 minutes she was down. Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Like, it's like her lungs had gotten filled. I mean, this was a really, this could have gone so differently. Andrea, she goes down, she grabs her. They have these videos of her diving, and it's just the most amazing. Like, it looks almost like, I mean, it looks like a painting. It's just such an amazing, majestic kind of.
Mm-hmm.
It almost looks like they posed for it, but they didn't. You don't realize this beautiful picture is, in the middle of a panicking moment. And, you know, for Anita, it was just a second. She didn't even know what was happening. But Andrea, her coach, was like, this, it felt like a year to me, diving down there and getting her and, you know, that feeling. And Anita's now okay. And, you know, they just did an interview talking about how grateful they both are. And this is actually at the FINA World Aquatics Championship. So, you know, it's like you just don't expect to need to rescue anybody or something like that. But there's always a chance something like this will happen. That's why they have to be on their best guard. And thank God her coach was.
Unbelievable. 2 minutes under. Yes, and those pictures are dramatic. And you can check it out at Sam's Corner. This next story is about a Burger King worker. $175,000 he gets from GoFundMe?
That's right. This guy has gone viral. His name's Kevin Ford, and he's been working at Burger King for 27 years, and he hasn't missed a shift or called in sick in all that time. And so they're in, and this is at the Las Vegas airport, the Burger King. And so, you know, there's a video that goes viral of him receiving an award. It's just kind of like a little goodie bag, you know, an award for working there 27 years. And so his employer gives him like a goodie bag with a Starbucks tumbler and a bag of Reese's candy and lifesavers, which, you know, he thought was thoughtful, but the internet.
Yeah. And he gives him a McDonald's and a McDonald's gift card. No, not really. Just kidding. Just kidding. Okay.
That would be quite funny. So the internet takes it upon themselves. They're like, this guy has got, he's worked for 27 years at Burger King and never missed a shift, never called in. Now, that's a dedicated employee. So they decide to do a fundraiser on GoFundMe and raise almost $175,000 for this Burger King employee. He just kind of won the hearts of the internet. You know, I even saw where David Spade had donated to him. And,
oh, wow.
You know, this is one of those moments where you kind of love the internet. Like, you love the people getting together. I think over 5,000 people. You know.
Oh,
he's
going
to go visit his grandkids, and he's giving them part of the money so they can go to college and hopefully have better lives because of this. So he's kind
He better distribute it quick before the government gets their hands on it. I mean, he's there in Nevada.
Right.
They're kind of rough out there. So, you know, I'm sure that's, well, that's a whole other story we won't get into because we want to keep it happy, and that's great. Well, congratulations to him. This next story, you got a Scottish photographer who saves a U.S. couple's dream wedding. What happened?
So Amanda and Paul Riesel, they live in Orlando, Florida, but they wanted to have their wedding over 4,000 miles away, which is a place called Skye. It's an island in Scotland. And so on the way there, everything kind of just went wrong for everybody trying to go. The flights were delayed. Their plane was diverted to Philadelphia. It was like a detour of like 3 days. They were stuck in different airports. And so they end up getting there, and I just can't imagine. They get there 11 p.m. the day before their wedding, and they go to the carousel to pick up their luggage. And no luggage at all for anybody. So that means all of their stuff, you know, wedding dress included, is not available. So they're just, they think, they had planned this wedding for 2 years, you know, it's 4,000 miles away, it's the night before, and they're just like, what choice do we have? We're going to have to cancel it. Like, what can we possibly do? Well, they decide that they're going to post online just on a whim. She just asked in the middle of the night, and by 7:30 a.m. the next morning, she'd been flooded with offers to help, and a photographer in Scotland ended up arranging the whole thing. There was makeup provided by, you know, she had 8 wedding dresses to choose from. Another person brought just regular clothes, so they would have clothes, and they end up having this amazing little ceremony right there in Scotland. So it seems like this was just where they were meant to be married. And now I kind of think stories like this of the days that are imperfect end up being so much more memorable. And, you know, it starts off scary and with the feeling of dread, and then it ends up being a like better memory and better wedding than you could have even hoped for.
Yeah, could you imagine any tough time in life that they would have and said, look, for all that you and I went through to get married, this is nothing, right?
That's right.
It's like they've been conditioned. Go ahead.
Oh, it's kind of like if you have a like bad dress rehearsal, the play is supposed to go well. Isn't that the way it is? So if you have a rough way on your wedding, then maybe the marriage is supposed to be just smooth sailing from there.
Oh, that's way cool. Tell us about this new cat cafe that's providing jobs for young people with disabilities.
Okay, so this is called Toe and Beans. Toe Beans and Dreams Cafe. It's in Oahu, Hawaii. And it's a place called Pearl City. And Dr. Karen Tyson, she's a neuropsychologist and a therapist. She teamed up with KAT Cat Charities. It's a nonprofit that unites children with disabilities and animals with loving people. So this is actually going to be a cafe. They serve coffee, they have snacks and baked goods and all that kind of good stuff. And then they also have cats.
Yeah, the cats are just kind of roaming around, right? Checking out your latte to make sure it all tastes good, right?
Well, they're actually in need of good homes. So there's going to be people with disabilities that work there. And these cats are going to be needing adopted. So they're kind of combining all of these really sweet, really great things to make a fun place for the locals and for tourists. And personally, if I'm ever in the area, I definitely am going to have to stop by. I think it's great to provide an opportunity for people who might not otherwise have one, a home for cats who might otherwise not have one. I mean, this is a win in every, and you get snacks. You can do it while you're enjoying yourself. You can do it while over a cup of coffee.
Exactly.
I can't imagine a better situation there.
Yeah, and they're hiring young adults with developmental disabilities to serve coffee, snacks, and baked goods. What, like you said, it's win-win all the way around. Well, congratulations to them. That's Toe Beans and, I love that, Toe Beans and Dreams. Yeah, T-O-E, Beans and Dreams. She's the good news girl. Now you know why, Samantha Mal. Thank you, Sam. Have a great day.
Oh, thanks. You too.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000. I'm about